Matthew, can you give us a feel for what the mood is with the team after this victory?
You know, anytime you can win a game in the division, you're really excited about it. And we knew that this team was going to play us tough for 60 minutes. Obviously, we jumped out to a lead, but they played hard and fought themselves back into the game. But we're just happy to come away with the W. And, you know, our focus has to shift quickly to Thursday night's game against Houston.
As someone who always seems to have a good feel on sort of the pulse of the locker room, how do you think the guys responded to Jimmy going out of the game in the second quarter and Jacoby stepping in?
You know, obviously a tough situation, but I think Jacoby handled the moment well. I think he's done a great job of preparing himself, and he got in there and he was able to make some plays with his legs, able to move the chains, and then I think the front played well. Marty and O-line and James Devlin and Clay, they all blocked well, and we were able to run the ball there at the end and run some time off the clock. LeGarrette played well, carried the ball well, so I think it was a good team effort across the board. You hate to see Jimmy sustain an injury, obviously, but, you know, we had to do what we had to do.
Matthew, along those lines, as a receiver group, you guys have taken a lot of pride in your blocking in the time, the last 4 years at least, that I've been here. You were out there, handful of snaps against Arizona today. You did have the one pass route, but you also were out there blocking in the end. How good is this group as a whole in that capacity, run blocking, and especially how important was it down the stretch where they know you're going to run the ball and you're still running it effectively and getting to the edge?
You know, I think it's something that Chad O'Shea, our receiver coach, has done a great job of instilling in our guys. We're going to go out there and compete in the run game. And, you know, every guy that we have in that room is willing to go out there and get dirty and block hard because we know it's best for the football team. So whoever it is who's out there, let me give max effort. You know, stick your nose in there and try to do what's best for the team. And I think we did a good job of that today across the board.
Hi, Matthew. Obviously, you've spent a lot of time with Jacoby throughout the spring, summer. What have you kind of seen from him as a leader, as a player so far during his season?
Yeah, I think Jacoby has a great deal of maturity for a young player. You know, and maybe it's the position. Those guys tend to be a little bit more on top of things when they first get in the building. But I think he's done a great job of learning. And Coach Belichick has said from the start, you know, we understood the situation with Tom. And he said, you know, Jimmy and Jacoby both have to be ready. Now, obviously, we didn't foresee it happening like that. But, you know, he was ready to go when his number was called. And as I said earlier, I don't think the moment was too big for him. And I think that's a tribute to the way that he's prepared himself from the time he stepped in this building. He spent a lot of time with our coaches, and they've done a good job getting him ready.
Matthew, one, can you play quarterback, and how's the team get ready in 4 days with one quarterback?
I absolutely cannot play quarterback, so get that clear. Even though I was 1-for-1 in high school.
I understand.
You know, but, you know, that's something that coach is going to have to handle. That's his role as far as, you know, what our plan is moving forward. You know, and we just have to get ready with the guys that are in here. Obviously, Jacoby's got to be ready to go. You know, we're praying for the best with Jimmy, hoping that he can bounce back. But, you know, our coaching staff does a great job of preparing this team over the years. I've seen it time and time again. So hopefully we can rise to the occasion and be ready to go on Thursday.
Matthew, versatility is a key for this team, but you've always pretty much been known as a great special teams player. But so far this year, it seems you're getting more reps at wide receiver. And just talk about the fact that you went on that post route.
You know, I really appreciate the faith that Coach Belichick and Coach McDaniels and Chad O'Shea and all the offensive coaches have placed in me over my time here. Obviously, it's no mystery what my role is on this team, and that's obviously my number one priority. But as I've said over the years that I've been here as a professional, you have to be ready to go. And I sit in that receiver room, and, you know, my role's limited over there. But, you know, when they call my number, I have to, you know, try to be ready to go. So I've always prided myself in knowing the offense and going out there practicing hard when I get the opportunity. And as I said, I'm thankful that Coach Belichick and Coach McDaniels have enough faith in me to put me out there.
Matthew, speaking of perspective, when Jimmy went down, when any player goes down, you get used to seeing injuries in the NFL, but that doesn't mean you can always separate your feelings. What kind of an impact does it make when you see somebody who rose to the moment under really difficult circumstances, stepping in for Tom and playing as well as he did through the first six quarters of a season?
It's very tough. I know Jimmy has worked so hard to get himself ready to go, and he's put himself in a great position to seize his moment, so to speak. And it's tough to see that. So you really feel for a guy. And I think anytime you're on a team, have a personal relationship with a guy, and you know the work that he's put in, and to see a guy sustain an injury, it's tough. You know, I think that's something, as you said, that we kind of take for granted, all injuries, injury report, this, that, and the other. But that's a guy who's dealing with a situation. He's got to deal with it day in and day out anytime you sustain an injury. And there are a lot of emotions that play into that. So, you know, we're praying for Jimmy, hoping for the best. And, you know, he definitely has our support.
Any questions?
Thanks, guys.